Dreamscape presents You Might Go to Prison Even Though You're Innocent by Justin Brooks. Narrated by the author. For Heidi, of course. The love of my life. The person who picks me up and keeps me going in this work and this world. Forward by Barry Scheck. I first met Justin Brooks in 1998 at an extraordinary event in Chicago. It was a gathering of lawyers, academics, and innocent people from across the United States who had been exonerated after being sentenced to death. It was heartbreaking and inspiring to see each one of them take the stage knowing they came close to being executed. At the time, Justin was working to free an innocent woman from death row in Chicago. I'm sure the event gave him hope that freedom was possible, even against all odds. The next year, in 1999, Justin co-founded the California Innocence Project. He joined a small group of us who started projects around the country. We were mostly criminal defense attorneys and law professors, and our projects were attached to clinical programs at law schools. We worked together and shared resources. Our group soon became known as the Innocence Network. For the better part of the next two decades, I served on the board of the Innocence Network with Justin as we watched our small group of lawyers doing innocence work grow into an international movement. More than 60 projects emerged in the United States, while projects began in Europe, Asia, the South Pacific, and Africa. Justin led not only the efforts in California, but he also initiated and coordinated the efforts of 25 innocence organizations in Latin America. You Might Go to Prison, Even Though You're Innocent, is the culmination of everything Justin has learned doing innocence work and a powerful indictment of our criminal legal system. Justin skillfully weaves together his personal experiences representing innocent people with research and cases from around the world, leaving no doubt that no one is safe from being wrongfully convicted. Barry Scheck, co-founder, The Innocence Project. Introduction. In May of 1872, William Marion and his friend John Cameron traveled to Kansas from Nebraska with plans to work on the railroad for 4 or 5 weeks. Several days later, Marion returned to Nebraska alone.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?